Okay, good afternoon. Today's shiur is on Borei Nefashos, the bracha. We'll begin with the meaning of the bracha. It is a fascinating, fascinating bracha in terms of its simple meaning. And if you look at the Rishonim, I believe you'll find three different basic translations as to what the bracha is talking about. The first is Shitas Tosfos. And essentially, Tosfos understands that when the bracha is Borei Nefashos Rabos v'Chesronan, Chesronam, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates people and the things that they need to survive. That's what's meant by Chesronam, meaning to say, Tosfos says, like Lechem, Umayim, She'efshar Beloheim. So we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the necessities in life. Al kol ma shebara lachayos bahem nefesh kol chai. Whoa.
No, after
you. Oh, my goodness. Who would have guessed? It's a shir in Hochos Brachos, so it's appropriate that we be given matzah food, the opportunity to make brachos. The chuzari that when you make brachos, so you enjoy the food more. It doesn't just mean stam, geshmaken. So we're stav. If you look at the Hishtikl from 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, in Baal Oscha, he talks about the man, and why is it that everybody complains so much about the man? It's a very strange thing to complain about it, because it was delicious. And then they wanted this other types of food, which it wasn't even as good as that. And why was it such an asayon? So there's a ruchni astika element to hanas ochel as well. And hana was the ultimate ruchni astika food. And Bnei Yisrael, there was an asayon to deal with that. And that's what the Chuzari means, that brachos are avada to show our hakar satov, and to ask rishus and all the other things. But even more than that, to facilitate that ruchnias dekahana, and to spiritualize, that's a word, the food. Okay. So the first part of the bracha is thank you Hashem for creating the things that we need to survive. V'al kol ma shebara lachayos bahem nefesh kol chai, says Tosfos. Kolomar al kol ma shebaolam shegam im lo bra'am yicholim haolam lechayos beloheim. The luxuries in life, ice cream and pickles, things that we don't need. L'tainug be'alma kimo tapuchim. He wasn't as... He didn't have such asagos. For us, tapuchim goes on the first part of the list, the things we need to eat. All right. Right? So, this is such an important lesson. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the necessities in life, and we recognize that in life we have necessities and we have luxuries, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for both. So, if you look at the Siddur Rashi and the Machzor Vitri, and other Talmidim of Rashi. Yes? Tosfos. And your Makor sheets. Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph Dibra Maschel Borei Nefashos Rabos. Siddur Rashi and Machzor Vitri say in the name of Rashi that Borei Nefashos is said on the Pasuk of Ki Lo Al Alechem Levado Yechya Adam Ki Al Kol Motzafi Hashem Yechya Adam. And what I think, they don't put this together exactly, but putting it together with a couple of things from Rashi as well. So the pshat is, Borei Nefashos Rabos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Nefashos Rabos V'Anashim Harbei V'Chesronam. Rashi says that means V'Sipukam, the things they need. Al Kol Ma Shebara Lachayos Bahem Nefesh Kol Chai is a reference to Talmud Torah. Says Rashi, Al Kol HaMachalim Shebara Lachayos Bahem Nefesh Kol Chai She'enam Chayin Rak Al HaMachalim Ki Lo Al Alechem Yechya Adam. That we recognize in this bracha that while we've just eaten food, and this food is what gives us the physical sustenance to allow us to physically live, there's much more to life than simply food and the physical sustenance. And when we say this bracha, we think of Torah and mitzvos. And finally, the Rashba, and we'll read the Rashba together, a fascinating Rashba. The Rashba was asked, why is there no chasima in Borei Nefashos? And he said that he heard b'shem the Balei HaTosfos, and in fact the Balei HaTosfos, the Rush and Tosfos quote the Shita and the Yushalmi, that they would be chosim, baruch atah Hashem chei ha'olamim. But we've never heard of that. So he assumes, the Shoel assumes, and moreover, the Gemara, on several occasions, we'll see them in a moment, refers to the bracha Borei Nefashos as velo klum, which is very strange. Why is it the nothing bracha? So the Shoel of the Rashba assumes that's because there's no chasima, in which case you see that the Bali Tosfos are wrong. Because if there was a chasima, why would you say it's velo klum? So in the tshuva, first of all, he says, I've never heard of anyone being chose. And even if, and your theory is wrong, because there are lots of brachos that don't have a chasima, and we don't refer to them as velo klum. So that's clearly not the reason why it's considered velo klum. So we'll start from where it's underlined. Uma shekaru alazu velo klum, omer ani, mipnei she'enu mevarech al hadavar shenana mimenu. Fascinating point. When it comes to all the other brachos achrona, so the bracha corresponds to the food which you ate. For example, if you have mechias, you say an ala mechia, and if you have yayin, you say ala gefen. But bori nefashos does not refer to the food that we've eaten. Now, the truth is, if you learn the bracha like tosos, for example, it does, because the bracha is referring to both the necessities and the luxuries about the things that we... But he doesn't learn that way, as we'll see in a moment. So the bracha does not refer back to that which we have enjoyed. V'chol shar brachos mevarech al adavar, kegon lishmar chukav, if you say that, v'chein al kisui, v'chein al kol mitzvos, v'al peros, v'al mitzvos, v'al peros hu mevarech. V'afilu birka shahakol, sheno mazgir davar, el al derech klal, mikol makom hareu kol al ma shenana mimenu. Even shahakol is more referential to the food you're about to eat in a very general type of way than bori nefashos. Aval birkas bori nefashos eino kein she'eno mazkir bebracha hadavar shenana mimenu lo bifrat velo bechlal she'eno omer bori minin harbe lemalos chisaron hanefashos sheba. He picks up off on a beautiful thing, beautiful diak. It says bori nefashos rabos. We're thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the nefashos. It doesn't say borei or bara minim harbe lamalos chisaron nefashos, that he's created these foods that sustain the people, but rather he's created the nefashos. El adiraba hu mivarech al shebara nefashos rabos shechaseros v'tzrichos lama shebara. We're thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his bracha for creating nefashos. And not just nefashos, but nefashos shechaseros. We'll explain in a moment. And therefore, alkein kera'uha lo klum. There's a certain uniqueness, I don't know if I would say deficiency, but lo klum insofar as its association to what I was just doing. The bracha has nothing to do with the food that you just ate. Rather, the bracha relates to Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating people with chesronos. So, what is the pshat? So, I think that the pshat that many people say is that we recognize in this bracha that it's precisely because we have chesronos, because we have lackings, because we need food. If we didn't have food, we wouldn't survive, that we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is established. Lo cheretz Mitzrayim hi, asher yitzasa misham, asher tizra es zaracha v'ishkisa v'raglacha kegan hayarak. The mail of Eretz Yisrael is that it requires rain, that there's a chisaron, and we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we lack the rain, and there's always a kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we recognize in this bracha that having chesronos, having needs, you might have thought that having needs is just a pain. You know, I'd be much better. I could learn all day. I wouldn't have to stop learning to go eat supper. But it's those chesronos that encourage and enshrine our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So three very different interpretations of the bracha, three very important lessons. Certainly we could say Elu V'Elu. But it's very meduyak in terms of the chasima. The Beis Yosef points out that if you hold like the Yerushalmi and the Bali Tosfos who maintain that there's a chasima, why would there be a chasima? There's a chasima because it's a bracha aruka. The halacha is that if you have a bracha aruka, then you need a chasima. If you have a bracha ktsara, like shakal ni'abidvar, or laniach tefillin, or the like, you don't need a chasima. How do you define bracha aruka and bracha ktsara? So Tosfos and Psachim, as well as other makoros, tell us that it depends if there's one theme in the bracha or two themes in the bracha, multiple themes. If there's a single theme in the bracha, it doesn't just mean aruka and ktsara in terms of numbers of words. It means complex versus simple, or multiple themes versus simple themes. So if there are multiple themes in the bracha, then it requires a chasima. If there's a single theme in the bracha, it does not. According to Tosfos, there are multiple themes. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the necessities in life, and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the luxuries in life. So therefore, it requires a chasima. And therefore, the Bali HaTosfos hold that there should be a chasima. Now, in the end of the day, misafik, we leave out the chasima. But at least in theory, it should be that if you follow Tosfos's interpretation of the pasa of the bracha, then it would require a chasima, and that's what the Beis Yosef points out. Likewise, if you hold like the Rashba, well, the Rashba says there's no chasima, and it's extremely meduyak l'chora in terms of his reason, because his reading of the bracha, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one thing, creating nefashos with chesronos. So if there's a single theme in the bracha, so then there's no need for a chasima, and hence the Rashba says there's no chasima. So the how you type the bracha also as a nafkamina in terms of where it ends.
Who says the Rashba was like Tosfos
Sarim? I don't know. I'm putting the two together.
Okay.
Could be that he doesn't. You have to look and see if he has a different one. But okay. So now we're going to turn to the halachos of Bori Nefashos. And this is actually an issue that came up yesterday, which we can now be mevarer. And that is Bori Nefashos a bracha kolalas? We know that the Gemara in the Mishnah and the Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem tells us that Birkas HaHakol is poteres hakol, such that, for example, if you don't know what bracha to make, one can make a bracha of shahakol. And the question is there such a parallel bracha hakolalas for a bracha achrona? Do we have a bracha achrona to make when I don't know what bracha achrona to make? I'm not sure if this is an ala michya or not, or an ala eitz or whatever, I could always just make a bari nefashos. So you could be medayik from the Rush, as well as other Rishonim, that the answer is no. There is no such thing as a bracha hakoleles for a bracha achrona. Why? The Rishonim address the question of what bracha should be made if you have if you're kosei schitim or any of the other shivas haminim. We know that if you the shivas haminim generally warrant the bracha of me'ein shalosh. If you have grapes, you make a me'ein shalosh afterwards, and if you have cookies, you make an alamechia. What about if you have whole kernels of wheat? So the bracha rishon in that case is bari pri adama. It's only processed wheat that warrants a mizonos or hamotzi. So the bracha rishona on whole kernels of wheat is certainly hadama or whole kernels of oats or the like. What about the bracha achrona? So two possibilities. Either it's a bari nefashos, and this is what the Rambam paskins, and this is what we paskin maker hadin, or Toso says maybe you should make an al hadama val pri hadama, because after all it's from the shivas haminim. Now the problem is nobody's ever heard of the bracha al ha'adama val pri ha'adama. So it's somewhat of a suffix. In fact, according to many Rishonim, the Yerushalmi already had this suffix, and one of the Amoraim, for this reason, avoided eating these types of foods because they have a suffix in terms of their bracha achrona. And in the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yer Shamayim should avoid eating these types of foods. So this is a relevant shaila, except if you wash, like for honey smacks, possibly, or granola bars, if you assume like Rabbi Belsky and Rabbi Schechter and the like. Anyway, that's the sugya, not our sugya for now. But the Rush, when he discusses this point, says that you have no Eitzah when it comes to Bracha Achrona, because there is no Bracha HaKoleles like there is for Bracha Rishona. And likewise, the Beis Yosef, which you have over here, discusses another situation where we have a Safek Brachos. The Safek, the Rush says, we'll get to it a little later on in the summer, Bezus Hashem, let's say you have cooked fruit broth. Like you take some fruits and you cook them, and now the water tastes like the fruits. What's the proper bracha? We know Meish Lakos, you make a Bari Pri Adama. So the equivalent should apply for fruit juice. So you should make a Bari Pri Eitz. Let's say it's a date juice. Not date juice from crushing dates, date juice from cooking dates and drinking the broth. But the Rush only says a Lashon of Efshar. So the Beis Yosef says we're really stuck here. Because what's the proper bracha? We're unsure. And he says, Bishlama bracha rishona is not a problem. Let's say it was grapes, so you have a shaila and a bracha rishona as well. So bracha rishona, we don't have to worry. Just make a shahakal. But bracha chrona, you're stuck. Because we don't know whether you make a me'in shalosh or you make a bari nefashos. And therefore, a person should avoid drinking this type of drink. This was actually common in Europe. Wine used to be very, very expensive. And they used to make this type of raisin wine, where they would cook raisins in water, and that would make a type of wine of sorts. And there was this big bracha, big concern with respect to the bracha achrona. So that's what the Rush says. Therefore, the Rush says, ideally, you shouldn't drink this. There's no shaila for the bracha rishona, just say shahakol misafek. Bracha achrona, we have a shaila. So you see mefurish, that there's no parallel in bori nefashos. Shahakol's a bracha kolalas, and therefore you're fine with the bracha rishona. But when it comes to bracha achrona, you're stuck, and therefore preferably one should not drink this. So we can seemingly conclude that bori nefashos is not a bracha kolalas like shahakol, and therefore it wouldn't work b'makom safek. Now, there are, though, a number of cases, places, where we do find that it does seem to exist as a bracha kolalas. For example, a number of Rishonim, as we saw yesterday, hold that the proper bracha on Pas Haba B'Kisnin without Kviya Suda is Bari Nefashos. The Gemara we saw yesterday, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Rav Huna Achol Tlesa Rifte B'nei Tlasa Tlasa B'Kava V'lo Barich. And Rashi said, what does it mean V'lo Barich? Of course he made a bracha achrona. But the bracha achrona that's not a bracha achrona is Bari Nefashos. So you see that Bari Nefashos is shayach even to something which is a mindagan. Agav. I don't know if we're going to get back to this later. I'll have to say now. I think we could get back to this later. Okay. We didn't answer how the Tosfos will explain Velo Klum, right? So keep that in mind. We explained the Rashba, but not Tosfos. Good. Fine. So, and there are many other places where Rishonim treat it as a bracha, make it shayach to other foods. Some Rishonim, for example, say that if you don't have this opinion of the Ri, if you don't have a shear for something which warrants me'en shalosh, let's say you had a half a kazayas of grapes, then you'd make a bari nefashos. Again, we don't paskin that way, but again, you see that to some degree, we find bari nefashos serving as a bracha kolalas. And finally, a great example which we actually paskin like is what we saw yesterday in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said that if you have a tavshil that has pachos mikdei achilas pras of dagan, the bracha rishona is mizonos, because of kol sheyeshbo, and the bracha achrona is bari nefashos. So how do we work this all out? So let's talk about tziruf. And this is the ikar sugya that we want to deal with today. We paskin again, clearly we accept the Rashi in Shulchan Aruch that Bari Nefashos is not a Bracha Kolalas like Shehakol. So I would have thought that that means that Bari Nefashos has nothing to do with things that require Me'ain Shalosh. In which case, I would have thought that it's not, if I have a half a kazayas of cracker, let's say, and a half a kazayas of apple, so I'm not going to be able to make a Bari Nefashos, because the bracha of Bari Nefashos has nothing to do with the cracker. That's all what I would have thought. However, the Knesset HaGedola says otherwise. The Knesset HaGedola writes, you should have this in your Makoros, and this is also quoted by the Magen Avraham. What is the halacha when it comes to tziruf? This very question. I have a half a kazayis of cracker, half a kazayis of apple. And the truth is, this could come up when you eat your Oreo cookies, or when you eat cake with frosting, or the like. It doesn't even have to be two separate things. Is there going to be tziruf? So the Knesset HaGedola, and this is quoted by the Magen Avraham, we'll see in a moment, paskins that there is tziruf. So you make a Bari Nefashos and a half a kazayis of cracker and a half a kazayis of apples. And he gives three reasons. We'll start from, you see, towards the end of the Knesset HaGedola where it says, Ulefikach. Ulefikach nira li diyesh levarich Bari Nefashos rabos. Diyesh kama sfeke safek. Im halacha kiri de afilu, which would say, al shiva saminim, afilu bepachos mikazayis levarich Bari Nefashos rabos. If you all like the read, you certainly say Bari Nefashos. Why? Because on that half a kazayis of cracker alone, according to the Ri, you would say Bari Nefashos. You see, he thinks that we could be mitzdarif that to sfeik sfeika, even though halacha lamai, so we definitely reject that view. Vintim to lomar she'en halacha kamoso, to hasafikim halacha kamoso, in bar nefashos rabos mevarchen, bepachos mikazayas. Vintim to lomar de beha namien halacha kamoso, shema lo chilku alari, eladafka be achal pachos mikazayas. Avok sha'achal kizayis bein hakol birech Bari Nefash Rabos. Maybe, even though we wouldn't make a bracha achrona on a half a kizayis of cracker, we would make a bracha achrona half a kizayis of apple. There are rishonim that hold that because Bari Nefashos is not a bracha chashuva, it doesn't require a shir chashuv, and therefore you make the bracha achrona on the half a kizayis of apple anyway. So maybe you make a suffix one, maybe you make the bracha achrona on the half a kizayis of cracker. Even if you don't, you make a Bari Nefashos and a kazayis of apple. And even if not that either, well, maybe there's tziruf. An important question is, what's the ikar reason? But those are the three tzdadim for which the Magen Avraham says you should paskin, you may paskin that in a, you, we hold of tziruf. And if you take a look at the Magen Avraham, which is quoted here, not the Magen Avraham Reish Ches, but the Magen Avraham, which is a little later on in the Makoros, where it says Magen Avraham Reish Yud, Sif Katan Aleph, 2. So the Magen Avraham writes, Nirali, Dekol Ha'ochle Mitzdarfin L'Kazayas, Avochati Zayas, Mivas Minin, Vachati Zayas, sorry, Achol Chati Zayas, Aminim, Vachati Zayas, Acher Mevarchalein Bari Nefashos Rabos. Like we said, a half a size of cracker and a half a size of apple, you make a Bari Nefashos, and he quotes this from the Knesset HaGedola, which is what we just read. Venerali duadin pas v'davar acher. Likewise, if you have a half a size of bread and a half a size of apple, you can't make Birkas Hamazon, but you can make a Bari Nefashos Rabos. Now, the Magen Avraham quotes in the later part, which I didn't quote here, this is only Ochel and Ochel. It's not Ochel and Mashke. There's no tzir of ochel and mashke. Then he has a whole shtickle Torah. If the mashke is tuffel to the ochel like tzir, but leave that aside. So ochel and ochel, again, half a kazayis of apple and half a kazayis of grape, or half a kazayis of apple and half a kazayis of cracker, you make a Bari Nefashos from the Knesset HaGedola. Great. Beautiful Rashba. Beautiful Knesset HaGedola, beautiful Magen Avraham, and it's not just Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well. The problem all starts when you look at a different Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Chaf, Reish Ches, Sif Katan Chavav, which you have earlier. Ala Safi, Kasav Bilavush, Shim Achal Peira Venyodeya, Im Humi Shiva Saminim, Lo Yishte Yayin, Viyichlol Bo Al Ha'etz. Let's say you ate a fruit, and you don't know whether this fruit is from the Shivas Aminim or not. You can't tell if this is a date or an apricot. So what do you do? I don't know what bracha achrona to make. So maybe you'd have a havamina that I'll drink wine, I know what wine is, and then anyway I have to make a al hagefen, and once I make an al hagefen anyway, I'll say al ha'etz v'al pri'etz, because in that case it's not a bracha levatala, I'm just being mosif. But the Lush says you shouldn't do this. Rather, what should you do? V'tov yosir levarich bori nefashos rabos. Better to say a bori nefashos. Why? Because if it's a date, I'm yotze with bori nefashos. If it's a apple, or whatever I thought it was, an apricot, I'm yotze with bori nefashos. On the other hand, if I make a al ha'etz, so then if it's a apricot, I'm not yotze, but if so, I'm gambling. So play it safe and make a bori nefashos. Now it sounds like the Levush holds that bori nefashos is a bracha koleles, like shahakol. The Knesset HaGedola also paskins like this Levush, and he goes even further. He tells you that in cases where for various other reasons you couldn't make a bori nefashos, this Knesset HaGedola is quoted in your footnotes in the Makor Rishit, then you make a borei nefashos. Now the market for the Knesset HaGedola to say it's not surprising. It's l'shitasa, we could say, just like it's mitzdari for shir. In other words, the Knesset HaGedola holds that it is shayach to shivas aminim. So too, it could be as a bracha kolos. Now you'll ask, one second, full of vush and the Knesset HaGedola against the rush, against the Beis Yosef. Didn't the Beis Yosef say that it's not a bracha kolos? So I think the answer is that it's not a bracha kolelas l'chatchila, but it is a bracha kolelas b'di'eved. Meaning to say, if b'di'eved I made a bari nefashos on something that warrants a mein shalosh, I'm yotze. Whereas if I make a mein shalosh on something that warrants a bari nefashos, I am not yotze. Ma she'en kein shahakol. Shahakol l'chatchila b'makom safek, I could make it. Now, later on, we're going to talk about restrictions in terms of to what extent is shahakol really a bracha koleles. Obviously, l'chatchila, you should learn the proper bracha and make the proper bracha. But, b'pashtus, according to the vast majority of Rishonim, shahakol is certainly a bracha koleles in that sense. Even l'chatchila b'makom safek, I can make a shahakol. So, we're not saying, the Knesset HaGedola and the Levush are not saying that Shahakol and Bari Nefashos are equally a bracha kolalas. Maybe we're machalik because one is anan, one is different theories. Maybe we'll talk about it later, why to be machalik. But it's not equally a bracha kolalas, but b'diavid it is a bracha kolalas. So therefore, here I have no choice. What am I going to do? I have to make a bracha chrona here, and I don't know what to make. So play it safe, b'diavid in this case, say a bori nefashos. L'chatchila, I shouldn't eat this fruit that I don't know what the bracha achrona is. But once I eat the fruit, better to say a bori nefashos. That's the opinion of Knesset HaGedola and Levush. However, the Magen Avraham rejects this. V'lo nira. D'im ein lo shum davar l'chlo betocho. Obviously, the best thing would be to try to make a bracha achrona to be kolel. So get something that, you know, eat some grapes, and then you'll be okay anyway. But if you can't do that, Tov yosir levarich al ha'etz. The yotzi mimanach shach kemoshikas of sif yud gimel. It says over there in sif yud gimel that let's say I eat apples and grapes. So what bracha achrona do I make? Al ha'etz. I don't have to make a separate bracha achrona, bari nefashos on the apples, because al ha'etz is kolal the apples as well. So therefore, I'm yotzi b'di'eved, even if it's an apple, says the Magen Avraham, with the al ha'etz. V'imhu mashka, so that's a great eitzah if it's a safek apple, safek grape. But what do I do if it's a safek wine, safek shahakol, right? What do I do in that case? Lo yivarech klal acharav, says the Magen Avraham, say nothing. In other words, I don't know whether the bracha achrona is al ha'etz, or al, in this case, sorry, al ha'gefen, or bari nefashos, and now I had a shir, right? I had a revius. Don't make a bracha. K'mo shekasva poskim diyoser yesh lachosh lebracha levatala Mila ochlan below bracha, dechola brachos de rabbanan. You have to play it safe here. So probably what he means is that the bracha levatala, the isser bracha levatala, like the Rambam, is an isser deraisa. Not making a bracha is an isser derabanan. Better to play it safe and not make a bracha, say nothing, than to risk a bracha levatala, which would happen if you made the wrong bracha. Or even if he holds, like the Rash, but another Rishonim, that Shivas Aminim is also deraisa, maybe he just means Shev al tas adif. That's always the rule. If I have two possibilities, Isser Kumvaseh, i.e. Brach Levatala, or Shev Val Tasa, even if they're both derisas, we always say Shev Val Tasa Adif. So therefore, again, when I have a Suffolk Brach Achrona, whether it's Main Shalosh or Boy Nefashos, what should you do? If you have no other option, say no Brach Achrona. That's the Hachra the Magen Avram, and this is also accepted. Frekt Rabbi Akiva Eger. This is a stira. This is the Rabbi Akiva Eger that you have again on the next page. It says, I'm Magen Avram Sof Simen Reish Ches. That was the other Magen Avram Tzachian. He says, I don't think this makes any sense. Because, very simply, if you hold that there's tziruf, right? That, like the Magen Avram, that if you eat a half a kezayis of apple and a half a kezayis of cracker, there's tziruf. So what does that mean? That means borei nefashos is shayach to me'ein shalo, shayach to shivas aminim. Otherwise, tziruf doesn't make any sense. So if there's tziruf, it means borei nefashos is shayach to the shivas aminim. And if it's shayach to the shivas aminim, then say like the lavash. Say like the Knesset HaGedola, make a borei nefashos b'makom safek. Rabbi Kivaker says, the Knesset HaGedola is l'shitaso. But how could the Magen Avram accept one half of the Knesset HaGedola without accepting the other half of the Knesset HaGedola? Vitzarech Ion, he doesn't answer this question. Now we could answer the question in a number of ways. We have to answer for the Magen Avram. So one way is that the Magen Avram, Rabbi Akiva Eger thought the Iker Tam of the Knesset HaGedola was reason number 3. And the Magen Avram held the Iker Tam was reasons 1 and 2. If you hold the reasons 1 and 2, namely that Borei Nefashos works because of the Chatzishir issues, so then you won't be bothered by this question. But we understand why Rabbi Akiva Eger didn't want to learn that way, because Lemaisa, Shitos 1 and 2 are totally dechuyos, right? We definitely do not make a Borei Nefashos on a Chatzishir, whether it's a Chatzishir of an apple or a Chatzishir of a cracker. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva Eger reasoned that the Iker Tam of the Knesset HaGedola must be his third reason, which is that Tziruf works. And the logic behind the third reason is clearly that Borei Nefashos is Shayach to Shivas Aminim. In which case, then how could you also hold that B'makom Safek you don't make a bracha? So I thought, so before we get to it, so now you'll ask Akash and Rabbi Akiva Eger from Rabbeinu Yonah. It's one thing for Rabbi Akiva Eger to argue with the Knesset HaGedola and the Magen Avram, but Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't want to argue with Rabbeinu Yonah. And remember, Rabbeinu Yonah is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. And Rabbeinu Yonah said, black on white, that when you have the Tavshil, right, the very, very, very sweet oatmeal, what's the bracha Rishon is Mizonos, the bracha Corona is Bari Nefasha. So don't you see, black on white, that Borei Nefashos is Shayach to Shivas Aminim?
Yedah Shir is other stuff.
So Yedah Shir. So does that mean, you could say that, but it's Dochak Ad Me'od. That means that if you ate a kezayis of this other stuff, you wouldn't make a Borei Nefashos. But Rabbeinu Yonah Shulchan Aruch said that if you eat this Tavshil, the Brach Ron is Borei Nefashos. He doesn't say that you have to eat more than a kezayis. Right? So that would answer it, but it's Dochak, I think. The answer is gorgeous. Because what's the svara over there? It's batel. It's a taroves. It's one thing. It's not two different things. Rabbi Akiva Eger gets very upset when the Magen Avram says, one cracker and one piece of apple, bada bing, bada bang, I have a Borei Nefashos. They have nothing to do with each other. Here, it's a taroves. And what's the svara of Rabbeinu Yonah? That the flour is batel in the sugar. If the flower is batel, then the bracha rishona should be shahakol. No, there's a klal of kol sheyeshbo. What do you mean? How could you say it's batel lagabi this, not batel lagabi that? Well, stamazay have this question, right? Why would we say that the bracha rishona is mizonos and the bracha chrona is bari nefashos? The answer is l'chora that bracha rishona is nikba on hana, right? That's why we say bracha rishona on chatzi shir, like Tosos points out. And when it comes to hana, so you're having hana from the wheat, so you make a bari mine mizonos. But when it comes to bracha chrona, you're saying it on the sfia. That's why you need a shir. And even though, like the Rishonim point out, we don't say that you need savata, midaraisa you need savata, kein derabanan deraisa tiknu, and at the very least you need kezias. So if the shir is going, if the bracha is going on the sviya, so then it makes sense that where's the sviya coming from? Well, 90% of this taroves is sugar. So when it comes to what's the sviya coming from, so then the rove, the ikur, is certainly the sugar. So what's the ikur when it comes to sviya? It's shahakol, and that's the proper bracha. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger would say for Rabbeinu Yonah. So he's not bothered by Rabbeinu Yonah, but he's bothered by the Magen Avraham, because that svara only makes sense in a taravis when you could say bittel. And not only that, but if you learn Rabbeinu Yonah Kapshuto, I think Kapshuto, like we said yesterday, then it's even more meduyah, because Rabbeinu Yonah would say that this holds true, right? If you learn Rabbeinu Yonah like the Mishnah Berurah learned him, so this is more difficult, because then you make a borei nefashos even if it's 70% flour, right? So then you can't really say this far. But if you learn Rabbeinu Yonah like we said yesterday, like the Pashtus, I think, in his words, that it's Rabbeinu Yonah is talking about when it's 10% flour, then this is a viable vart. I don't know. I don't have a raya that Rikki Vager learned it that way, but from the Cheshbon, it makes sense. Be that as it may. So Rabbeinu Yonah, Rikki Vager isn't bothered by Rabbeinu Yonah, but Rikki Vager is very bothered by the Magen Avraham. So how are we going to be Miyashiv Magen Avraham? So I'll tell you a beautiful vart. The pshat, I think, in a Magen Avraham is the following. When is it that bari nefashos doesn't work? When you're chayav in the bracha of me'ein shalosh. So if I had a kezias of this safek wine, safek apple juice, so on the tzad that it's wine, I'm chayav in me'ein shalosh. And if I'm chayav to make a me'ein shalosh, so then bari nefashos doesn't work. Like we said, it's not a bracha kol alas. Wants the chiyuv is chal on me to make a me'ein shalosh. So that's why Magen Avraham says, very simply, that if I have a safek me'ein shalosh, safek bari nefashos, a bari nefashos does not work, because I'm chayiv to make a me'ein shalosh on the tzad, that it's a me'ein shalosh. Oh, but when does the Magen Avraham say tziruf works? In a case where you add a half a kezias of me'ein shalosh and a half a kezias of bari nefashos. I'm not chayev in a me'ein shalosh because I only had a half a kezias of grapes. So me'mela, it's mitzdarif to the bari nefashos. And we could say even more meduyuk. And there arise from this, I hope to get to in a moment. Bari nefashos, and I think I heard something ke'en zeh from Rabbi Tursky a number of years ago. Bari nefashos can serve in two roles. One, as a specific bracha, the correct bracha for foods that require bari nefashos, like water or cheese, and also as a type of bracha kolalas. But as a bracha kolalas, it doesn't work once you're chayev to make a main shalosh. The bracha kolalas only works, it's only shayach to those foods. It makes sense it should be shayach to those foods, because like we said, the nusach of the bracha doesn't refer specifically. It's a general nusach. It's a broad nusach that allows for everything. So the nusach of the bracha could certainly include my crackers. But once I'm chayev to make an alamechia, then it doesn't work. But if I'm not yet chayev, then it works. So now, the Magen Avraham is beautiful. Avada works for tziruf. But once you're chayev, it doesn't work. Ah, and The lumdas, this could also explain a little bit why there's a bracha koleles for a bracha rishona, not for a bracha chrona. Because there's never a chiyuv to make a bracha rishona. I didn't eat yet. You can't say chal on me was a bracha to make a hadama, such that if I make a shahakol, I'm not yotzei. Because there's no chiyuv bracha. But when it comes to bracha chrona, once I've eaten a shir, chal on me is a chiyuv levarich bracha chrona. And memela, I can't get out of it by simply making a bari nefashos. So now the Magen Avraham, and we pashtus accept this Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah and the like, is mamish beautiful. So yes, we accept both Magen Avrahams. The Rerish Nefashos is not a bracha kolelis once I have a suffix if I'm chayav in a main shalosh. Sorry, once I have a once I'm vadei chayav in bracha chrona, I don't know if it's main shalosh or not, but it does work for tzirah. Everybody got that clear? So you could definitely, if you have a half a kazayis, now you have to know it's a half a kazayis, that's what we mentioned yesterday, but if you have a half a kazayis of cracker and a half a kazayis of apple, they definitely work their mitzdareif for a bari nefashos. That's the halach lemaisa. Oh. Now we turn to an unbelievable Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes, this is in Rekoros, what should a person do if they're in a situation, yeah?
Every person who's going to eat a kazayis of mizonos is going to be chayav of bari nefashos along the way. He's not kiyas chiyuv.
I hear. I was wondering about that. But I think the pshat is, you're not chayav. You're never chayav in the wrong bracha. In other words, it's not like you're chayav. But it also is likely, and there are other rayas from other sugyos, that the chiyuv of bracha achrona sets in when you finish eating. In other words, it's not like, and there are a lot of rayas to this when you learn the seventh parak and it comes to the chiyuv zimun. It's not like the chiyuv bracha, as soon as I eat a kazayis, I'm chayav in bracha achrona. It's not like a bittul mitzvah when I keep on eating and I don't bench, right? When I'm finished eating, then I'm chayav in the bracha. Okay. Oh, says Rav Moshe, what does a person do if they don't know me'en shalosh bal peh? And they don't have a sitter. So obviously, you shouldn't eat something that warrants a main shalosh. But for Fallon, you did. You thought you had your handy-dandy bencher in your wallet. But you take out your wallet, and your handy-dandy bencher isn't there. You're chayv to make a bracha chrona because you just ate cookies, and you don't know it bal peh. And not only that, but you're concerned that by the time you get a bencher, the sheer eco will have passed, and I will no longer be able to make my bracha. So what do I do? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, the Magen Avraham says you're stuck. There's nothing you could do. It's very sad, but you can't just make a bari nefashos, because the Magen Avraham told us that in the event that you're chayv in a main shalosh, bari nefashos doesn't work, just like the guy who had the suffik wine, suffik apple juice. Says Rav Moshe, you make a bari nefashos. The next source, Rav Avadia says, Dvariv Timuim, Shem Neged HaRishonim. So I think the Rishonim you could get out of, like we said, because the Rosh and the Beis Yosef, we could just say, they mean what? They mean L'chatchila, it doesn't work b'diavad, but b'diavad it works b'diavad, but it's certainly against the Magen Avraham. And Rav Moshe, it's not impossible, it wouldn't be the first time he argued with the Magen Avraham, but it's a little strange that he's just so same against the Magen Avraham without even mentioning that. So this is a taka apella. So maybe you could say Azay. And I saw something along these lines. I think maybe I heard it from Ray Twersky, or I said it and Ray Twersky thought it made sense. And I then saw it along the lines, same lines as Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and in the Sefer, Megillah Sefer, to explain Rabbeinu Yoh, the Rav Moshe, that this is Kain, a Tfilah Katsara. We know that if someone is in a dangerous place where they're not able to stop and daven, they're not even able to stop and daven Havinenu, so what should they do? The Mishnah says they say a Tefillah Katsara. Now, Rambam holds. Now, what about if they get to a yishuv, they get to a place where they're able to daven mincha properly, so then they daven mincha. But if not, they were yotze mincha with this tefillah ktzara. At least that's the Rambam Shita. So you see that there are occasions when we say something is better than nothing, but even when you say something, you haven't fully fulfilled your obligation, such that if you have an opportunity to do it properly a little later, you should do so. So Rav Moshe says the same thing with respect to Bari Nefashos. Avad if the guy finds a sitter and it's not yet shir equal, he should make the alamechia. But he doesn't know. Better to make a Bari Nefashos and cut your losses, like a tefillah ktzara. It's a chiddush. Whoever heard of a bracha, a tefillah ktzara like this? But I think he's saying, look, we find so many precedents that Bari Nefashos is a bracha, has shaychos to Mein Sheva, not Mein Sheva, Mein Shalosh. So it makes sense that this is better than nothing. I'll say, it's a bracha levatala lemafreya, which is what Rav Avadya asks. Rav Avadya asks, even if you're yotze, so the answer is no. There's no such thing as a bracha levatala mafreya. If at the time the right thing for me to do was to make the Bari Nefashos, then when I make the alamechi afterwards, they'll say, but there's no machayiv anymore. But just there's no machayiv for mincha anymore if I said the tefillah ktzara. Right? The halacha is, right? But the answer is that tefillah ktzara is not like havineinu. I'm still chayiv in mincha if I could say mincha. It's only if I can't say mincha that I'm yotze mincha.
So
that's the problem. He doesn't say anything. So you're telling me, and I hear Iker Chasim in a Sefer. I hear. I definitely it's begeder lule de mistafina to say this pshat. And maybe in a Chanami, so he's against the Magen Avraham. Even if you say like this, it's pashtus against the Magen Avraham, unless you said that there's a difference between being chayev and being a case of a suffix and a case of adif. I had another fancy pshat to explain them with Moshe, but it's late, so I will spare you of the pshat. So Rav Moshe, though, is definitely a shtickle pella, but it's certainly a return of these earlier shitos, whether it's a Knesset HaGedolah, the Levush, or the like, to some extent. It's certainly the Rishonim of Bari Nefashos being a bracha kolalos. I don't know if Lemaisa I would do this, but it's quite a fascinating idea. Now, the final thing I want to talk to you about after the shiur's ended is the general nature of the mechayev of Bari Nefashos, and with this we're going to answer the question that the Rashba dealt with according to Tosfos, which is why is Bari Nefashos called a veloklum. So this is where the topic says the mechayev of Bari Nefashos. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yitzchak Memdalad Amabeis, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Abdimi Mishem Rabbeinu, Al Habeya Val Mine Kufra, on eggs and all kinds of meat, Betchil Marech Shakol Ulevasov Bari Nefashos Rabos." Aval Yarkalo. The first opinion says you don't make a Bari Nefashos on vegetables, only on meat. Rav Yitzchak Amar Afilu Yarka, Aval Mayalo. You don't make it on water, but you do make it on vegetables. And Rav Papa Amar Filu Maya, we even make it on water. Of course, that's the way we paskin. We even make a Bari Nefashos on water, on everything that one eats. Oh. And that's what Tosfos points out. So, why is it that Bari Nefashos, there's a machlokas? And for the other, all other, for bracha rishon, it's pashut, you make a bracha on water, bracha rishon on water, and on vegetables and the like. But on bracha chrona, there's a whole machlokas. So I think the yesod is, like we said before, very simply, that bracha rishon is niskan al hana, and you have hana from water, you have hana from cucumbers. Bracha chrona is midoraisis, only on a achila chashuva. And even Midrabanan, when they expanded that, they only expanded it to an achila chashuva. So that means that at least you need a shir kazayas. And also, it's only going to be on machalos chashuvos. So meat is more chashuv than cucumber. And cucumber is more chashuv than water. And that's why there are opinions in the Gemara that you don't make it on cucumbers and you don't make it on water. The Gra takes this Gemara one step further. And he says that the truth of the matter is there was an evolution. Originally, there was no borei nefashos on all foods. I think, if you look, the Mishnayos don't mention the bracha of borei nefashos. And, is that true?
Once at the end, but it appears sort of like a bracha rishona.
Oh, right. It comes as a bracha rishona, it's mentioned. Right, exactly. But as a bracha achrona, it's not mentioned. So, the Gra says, he doesn't make this point, but it relates, that there was an evolution. And at certain points in time, borei nefashos was not said on all foods. In other words, it wasn't said on, let's say, vegetables. And that's why when we find the brisos that refer to borei nefashos as velo klum, it doesn't mean borei nefashos is velo klum. No, at that point in time, borei nefashos was not yet niskan on that type of food. So that's why it says velo klum. We later on say, velo klum ledidon, that we make a borei nefashos on everything, so we would make a borei nefashos on that. But you don't have to say these dochak pshatim in velo klum. Velo klum means velo klum. But for us, later on, the custom developed, or it was niskan, to say borei nefashos and everything. That's what he writes. Uminag rishonim, lo ay levarich el al beya v'kufra. Originally, they only said borei nefashos on beya v'kufra. And later on, it became expanded to vegetables and even to water. And now we have a beautiful answer for Tosfos as to why it's called velo klum. And he tells us the reason. Very interesting. Vatam. Just you see where it's the bold at the bottom? Vatam. Shediaku lashon nefashos, meaning nefashos. I said before a balabatish pshat, that meat is more chashuv than vegetables. But he's saying it's more medayak. We say borei nefashos rabos. Who are those nefashos? It means things that are shaykh to nefesh chaya. So you make a borei nefashos on what? On beya v'kufra, meat and eggs that had life to them, but not on vegetables, not on water. Maybe even vegetables, that was late. Right? So it's meduyak. That's why you say borei nefashos rabos. Animals are also nefashos. And that's why, it's not just like I said before, it's chashivas.
What ends the chesronan?
Yeah, that was my question.
It's not tosis nefashos, right?
Yeah. So you'd have to say like one of the other pshatim.
Well, animals still need water.
Right, but they don't make brachos.
We're not making
okay.
So
maybe it's a fourth pshat in terms of what the bracha means. Just one other answer that I found in the Rishonim as to why it's called velo klum. The Ra'ah says, and this works with the other Mahalchim as well, that borei nefashos is rishus. And that's why it's referred to the Gemara as velo klum, because you're not chayiv to make a bracha chana. You may, but it's rishus. Okay. I wanted to talk about the Shir of the Kazayas, because that's relevant to all that what we've been talking about, but we don't have time to talk about it. So maybe another day. I brought in the matchbox again, just because Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that you should always think of a matchbox for a hishyurim. But some of the shitos are mentioned in the Makoro sheets earlier on. Okay, so I'll stop here. Yes?
You mentioned that the, like an apple and grapes are mitzvah. The apple is a problem in the
yes.
That's the halacha.
Mm-hmm. And likewise, if you have, it's even, we say even more than that, right? We say that if you say, if you have wine and soda, the same thing would be true.
That's only thing for a tree. That would not work for melon.
Right. But you hear what I'm saying with wine.
Yeah. So
yeah.
First of all, assuming when I say brisk is a machmer, let's say even after one grape, because it's a brea ma'atzmah to make an alates,
I don't think they're machmer to that. They're machmer not to eat one grape, because they're choshish for the Yerushalmi that you have that a birya is machayev.
So let's say a person would have a shir kezayis or a shir bracha.
You have a safek kezayis.
Let's say a vaday
on a grape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An apple, right?
Yeah.
So you have to make two bracha chronos.
You don't. I think you make one bracha chronos.
You don't make a bracha.
I think so. I'll double check, but that's what I thought.
mean, it's not a b'diavad, a pot.
No. I think so. I'll double check. It's Sif Yud Gimel. Simen Reish Ches Sif Yud Gimel. Ayin Sham. Yes?
I know this is definitely a larger topic, but maybe you want to share with that. I don't know. But why in general do we not want to make like Brooks of the Hell? Like, what's the
say Tom all day, but you can't say it's a Gavaldic Akasha. So that is, if you look on your calendar, I think that's coming up. Which days are coming up?
Oh,
it's on there.
Last day.
Last day. You have to wait till the last day. It's good, because you know it might take a couple hours for that shear. So we need last day, you know. You have to forgive me. All right. Have a good Shabbos. We pick up on Monday. I am quite confident that that's not for us. I don't know who it's for.
Right. I think our tourist is bringing a question share. One of his like Q online. He talked about that you shouldn't rely upon their promotion unless you like manage a Talmud over promotion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, what was the other pshat that
you
had in the promotion that you didn't share because of lack of time? Is it like a long thing or?
No. Well, I'll just see. The Rush says by Kosei Schitin.
Well, I mean, it's been the sound of the rush, I mean, it's always like a very good question.